So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara discusses whether Kli Cheres can be kashered, whether the absorbed flavor comes out of the walls of a Kli Cheres through kashering. And the Gemara cites the following related incident. Ahu tanur da'atcho be'tichaya, asr rabba bar iloi, lamechla l'rifta l'aylam afila b'milcha, dilma asr l'milcha b'kutcha. There was an oven that was greased with kosher animal fat. And Rabba Bar Eloi ruled that any bread baked in this oven in the future may not be eaten, even with power foods, because one might come to eat this bread with milch food as well, and he held that an oven of cheres cannot be kashered. However, the Gemara rejects the ruling of Rabba Bar Eloi based on a braisa that says, In tashana satana ba'alya, vimtash kalapas kula asura, atcheyasik asatana. An oven that was greased with animal fat can be kashered by firing it up, and it's not asur forever. Upon which the Gemara asks, if we can kasher an oven of cheres, Amaya Marav Kederis bePesach Yishaveru. Why did Rav say that old pots of cheres in which chametz was cooked must be broken before Pesach instead of just kashering them? The Gemara offers two answers. Either Rav Muki Lahahi Betana Shomateches. Rav understood the braisa to be referring to metal ovens that can be kashered, while Rav referred to earthenware pots that cannot be kashered. Or perhaps the braisa also refers to Tana Shel Cheres. But there's a difference between ovens and pots. Zeh Hasekim MiBifnim BeZeh Hasekim MiBachutz. The braisa refers to an oven that is fired up from the inside, which creates intense heat that kashers even the Kli Cheres, while Rav referred to pots heated up from the outside where the heat is not intense enough to kasher. And the Gemara adds that Rav would not allow kashering a Cheres pot from the inside because Chai is alayu de misferi. There is a concern that the person will not kasher it properly because he's worried about it breaking from the intense heat. The Gemara proceeds to ask two questions. Kederu shel mikdash amayisha veru nadrinu l'chav shaynas. If a Tanu Shel Cheres can be kasher from the inside, why does the pasuk require that a Kli Cheres, which absorbed karbonis, be broken? They can kasher the Kli Cheres by putting it into a furnace, which is a Hasekim Mibifnim. The Gemara answers, Lefi She'en Oisin Kivshaynis B'Yerushalayim. They did not make any furnaces in Yerushalayim because it emits lots of smoke, which would cause the walls of Yerushalayim to become black. The Gemara asks another question. Elohadam Rab Nachman Rabbi Baravua Tanu Shel Mikdash Shel Mateches Habu Na'avid De Cheres The Hasekim Mibifnim Hu. If a Tana Shel Cheres can be kashered, why was the oven in the Azar made of metal? They could have made an oven of Cheres and kashered by burning it on the inside. The Gemara explains that the reason for metal ovens was not because of kashering, but for another reason. Since the oven in the Azar was used to bake the Shtei HaLechem and Lechem HaPonim, which get their Kedusha Saguv via the oven needed to be a Kli Sharis, because a Kli Sharis can only be made of Mateches, but not from Cheres. The Gemara proceeds and discusses the following question. Bishl b'miktzas kli, ton merika v'shtifa b'chala kli oiloi. If the carbon was cooked in only part of a metal kli, does the entire kli need to be kashered, or only the part in which the carbon was cooked needs to be kashered? Rami B'chama at first said, Eina ton merika v'shtifa b'chala kli, mididah v'aza. Only part of the kli needs to be kashered, because ma beged eina ton kibis ele mokam adam, af kli eina ton merika v'shtifa ele mokam bishl. Just like in a garment, we only need to wash the part with the stain, but the rest of the beggar does not need to be washed. So too in the metal kli, we only need to kasher the part in which the carbon was cooked, but the rest of the kli does not need to be kashered. The Gemara explains, however, that this is not so. First, bishl cannot be compared to dam, because dam loy mefafeya, bishl mefafeya. The dam on its own does not spread to the rest of the beggar. Therefore, only mokum dam requires kibus. Whereas in bishl, the cooking caused the flavor to spread to the rest of the kli. Therefore, the entire kli requires merika shtifa. And secondly, the Brice explicitly rules that Bishl b'miktzas akli, ton merika shtifa b'chala kli, because the Pasuk states, v'im b'kli necheshes b'ushala. The word b'chli implies v'afila b'miktzas kli. Even if the Bishl was only in part of the kli, the entire kli requires merika shtifa. The previous Mishnah discussed the machlekes regarding merika shtifa. The Tanakama, who is Rabbi Yehuda, holds echad kachakachim, echad kachim kalam, tu'unim merika shtifa. All karbanos require merika shtifa. While Rabbi Shimon holds kachakachim tu'unim merika v'shtifa, kachim kalam inin tu'unim merika v'shtifa. Only kachakachim requires merika shtifa, but kachim kalam does not require merika shtifa. As the Gemara explains, because the pasuk that follows merika shtifa states, kal zacha b'kahanim yeichalei se kodesh kodeshim hi. Yehuda holds the words Kodesh Kodeshim include Kol Kodeshim, all Kabbanis, even Kodeshim Kalam, that they all require Merika Shtifa. And the word Aysa excludes Truma, that it does not require Merika Shtifa. While Reb Shimon holds that the words Kodesh Kodeshim include only Kodeshim Kodeshim, that it requires Merika Shtifa. But Kodeshim Kalam and certainly Truma do not require Merika Shtifa. And the word Aysa comes to teach Ksheira B'Lei Pasula. Only Damchatas that was Kasha requires Kibbus, but Damchatas that became Pasul does not require Kibbus. The Gemara now questions the halacha of truma lebay merika shtifa from the following brisa: kederish bishul balbaster leivashal bchalav vim bishul b'naisintam. A pot that was used to cook meat may not be used to cook milk, and if one did so and there was tam baster, the pot becomes forbidden until they do hagala kashering. Similarly, Truma lo yevashal b'chulin vim bishul b'nais and tam. A pot that was used to cook truma may not be used to cook chulin, and if one did so and there was a tam truma, the pot becomes forbidden until they do hagala. Apparently, a pot used to cook truma needs to be kashered with boiling water to remove the tam truma. The Gemara explains that although truma requires hagala, it differs from erika shtifa of karbonis in the following three ways. Bishul b'miktzis kli. If kachem or truma were cooked in only part of the kli, merika shtifa b'chala kli, hagala mokum bishul. For kachem, the entire kli must be kashered, while for truma, only the part of the kli in which it was cooked needs to be kashered. Merika shtifa b'mayim, hagala b'yayinu b'mazik. For kachem, the kli must be kashered with water, because the pasuk states umurk v'shutif b'mayim. While for truma, the kli can be kashered even with wine or diluted wine, because these also remove the absorbed flavor of truma. For kachem, there are three steps in the process. First, the kli is kashered with boiling water. Then it must be washed once on the inside and once on the outside with cold water. While for truma, there's only one step in the process. The pot is kashered with boiling water. And even according to the opinion of Merika Bechamen B'shtifa B'tzainen, for kachem, there are only two steps. First, the kli is washed on the inside with boiling water, which serves as hagala. And then the pot is washed on the outside with cold water. However, hagala Bechamen, for truma, there's only one step. The pot is kashered with boiling water. And rinsing the outside with cold water is not required.